Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver with District 2, and I have just an amazing two gentlemen here with me today. I have Mr. Everett O'Hara with me and his father, and we are going to be talking about some events that have happened. But welcome, Everett. I want to invite you to the radio show this morning and welcome you here.
Thank you.
And, you know, throughout the years I've been involved as commissioner, I go to a lot of Boy Scout events, and all we see is Eagle Scouts, people doing the right thing. But yet, when I give the brochure or information to the news, it never gets anywhere. It never gets published in the paper. So Everett is kind of an amazing young man. He's 11, soon to be 12 here on Thanksgiving. Is that right, Everett?
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving Day?
Yes.
Ah, great, great. Celebrate a...
It's kind of a busy day.
Yes, I
can't
bet.
Really go much places for my birthday because of traffic. That's
good. But Everett has an amazing feat. I was at his ceremony for a National Certificate of Merit. And for an 11-year-old to receive a National Certificate of Merit to the Boy Scouts of America, I think that is just amazing. So I do have this pet peeve of never recognizing outstanding young people for what they do. So I invite them to be on the radio today and to be part of our Carroll County web and get that information out. So Everett, tell me a little about yourself, what your interests are, where you go to school and grade.
So what do you want me to ask first?
Well, just where do you go to school?
I go to Shiloh Elementary School in Hampstead.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade.
That's Shiloh Middle School, correct?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject?
Science and math, because I want to be an engineer like my dad. Because, like, STEM really interests me. Like, the mechanics of it and, like, tech ed, where you can build and do woodworking and stuff.
Wow, that's great. Before we get into this, now, you live in Finksburg, right?
Correct.
Okay. Give me a little detail. What happened this day that you earned this National Certificate of Merit?
So, do you want me to do the whole
story? Just start and tell us what happened.
All right, so, the day... Early in the day, like around lunch, I was playing with the neighbor's son, and I saw that the neighbor was burning rotted wood in a barrel. And I asked him, hey, make sure you keep it attended. And he was like, yep, I'm doing a good job at doing it. I was like, okay, great. Just wanted to let you know. And then later that day, when I went home, I saw more smoke than usual. And I told my dad, hey, I'm going to go check that out, okay? Because I didn't see that much smoke earlier. So then I went over, saw a brush fire. Like, it was a big perimeter. It was, like, as high as my waist. And at first, it was a little bit frightening. And, like, I just didn't know what to do at first. But then in Cub Scouts, I had learned to get someone to call 911 and be very careful and get help. Just get help. That's the main thing. So I ran back over while about to having an asthma attack, because I have asthma. And then I went straight to my dad and told him to call 911. But my dad went to my mom, and my mom called 911. And my dad and I and Rebecca O'Hara, my sister, she deserves some credit for helping us carry the fire extinguisher. Those water fire extinguishers, the big heavy metal tanks.
The 50-pound ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were heavy. So I carried like two of those while having an asthma attack, and I kept on trying. They were super heavy. Then the brush truck arrived. Eventually we flagged them down, and my dad took a picture of me, and I was helping hold the hose for putting out the brush fire. And I think it's really good that I got help when I did, because already the tires on the trailer had melted off, and near the barrel was a wood pile. And the house was a log cabin, so I'm very glad I got help when I did.
Wow. Now, when was this? Did this happen?
March 2000.
March 2000. Okay. Okay. Now, your sister helped you. You give her some credit.
Yeah.
What did she do to make this happen?
Well, she also stayed calm, because sometimes she will listen to some of our meetings. I mean, I'm glad because she got to join Boy Scouts when they allowed girls to join in BSA. And I was like, she sometimes overheard some of the lessons. And she also was pretty smart. She knew to stay calm, and she helped carry the fire extinguishers, and she didn't panic. So I think she did a great job.
Well, you know, I heard you say the night that you awarded your certificate of merit that you learned from the Boy Scouts to stay calm. don't get excited. And you use that training?
Yep, so did my sister.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't fully trained, which was great.
Well, that's good to keep a level head and when you get into a situation like that. Dad, would you like to just say a couple words? You have to be extremely proud of the young man.
Absolutely. So I've been very fortunate to have Everett there and be looking out for his neighbors. But we've been very appreciative of programs like Scouts where kids have gotten to learn different life skills and things like 4-H too and community groups and youth groups where kids have been able to really grow. And so with Everett through Scouts, being able to know in an emergency situation to be calm and to get help right away was very helpful in this situation. Through different meetings and things like that, we trained the youth on what to do, and you never know when it might be exercised, and so it was, he did a great job.
Well, that's good. As I said when I was at your certificate ceremony, that we have to do more positive things and let people know what's going on in the county, what people can do, and what Boy Scouts have done for you, and just the fact you came back to an emergency, you saw something happening, you reacted, you knew where to go, get help, telling them what to do, keeping calm. It's phenomenal. As a soon-to-be 12-year-old, I think that it deserves a lot of credit. And I hope the listeners out here give you some credit for what they're hearing about what you did and how you saved perhaps your neighbor's house from burning here. So this is phenomenal, what I'm hearing. And I want to just congratulate you again. Now, I did give you a challenge coin, a Carroll County challenge coin. What was your challenge?
To get Eagle. And I'm already, like, I just have to do my board of review for Star, basically the last step for Star rank. That's two ranks away.
Okay, well, that's what I want. I want to see more Eagle Scouts in Carroll County, and you are definitely a strong possibility to that. So, well, that's it for this week. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver signing off, and with me I have Everett O'Hara and his father, Stephen O'Hara. Thank you, Everett, for being on the show this week.
Thank you all.